Everyone, welcome to the Shir in Mishnayos, and Mishnayos Tzichin. We're holding in Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. There's Marchikin es Hamisra Mina Yarak. One has to distance the soaking vat where one soaks and boils flax to be worked, part of the process, from vegetables. That's Akrishim Mina Batsalim. You have to distance Krishim, which is Karti, used by the Seder, wherever Karti translates, that's probably leek, from onions. Vasachardal mina devarim, and distance mustard seeds, mustard plants, from bees. Rabbi Yossi matir b'chadar. Rabbi Yossi matir is in that last case with the mustard. What is all this about? The Rav says hamishra, that's where you soak. He says makam shisharan bo pishtan, a place that you soak flax in it. Masa the yirakos asmuchosol, that can damage the vegetables that are near it. That's like krishim. Krishim are karti blush and talmud, so the Gemara calls karti. V'hem azikim lebatzal asmuchin lahem. And that damages onions that are close to them. So the mission is a pretty simple idea, seemingly. You have to distance that which would cause damage if it were too close. You have to distance mustard from bees. The chardal, the mustard, will cause a loss to the honey. And turn that honey to a sharp substance, a bitter taste. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi matir v'chardal. Rabbi Yossi matir is that. Shiocha lo ma'ar lo, he could say to him, until you tell me to distance my mustard from your bees, distance your bees from my mustard. Those bees come and eat the flowers, the blossoms of the mustard plant. So you can also tell them that. So if I'm okay with that, you have to be okay with this, it sounds like. The halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is Rabbi Yossi. This is not, it's not something we'll elaborate on just in learning the Mishnayos, but this sugya of chardal and bava basra is famous for being very difficult and intricate, exactly what the arguments over here are. Even in the Rav, it's kind of difficult. I mean, how does it start? You should distance, I should distance. Either way, you're harming each other. But it's definitely something here, it's Hashem, to look into. Says Mishnah Yud Aleph, Marchiken eso ila minabor esher mechamesh amo. One is to distance a tree from another person's pit or cistern 25 amos. This is similar to the mission we had earlier about distancing certain trees a certain distance from a city. But that was going to be different, obviously, a whole city full of people. This is just one person, an individual cistern. So you have to distance a tree from that cistern, though it's still 25 amos. The charu of a shikwa and a kerev or sycamore tree, chamishim amos. It's also 50 amos. Now that's a similar din as before, where those trees were different with that double of that measurement, 50 amos. But we'll see here it's going to be for a different reason. This is whether it is above that bore or directly opposite or directly beside it. If the pit came first, then he can cut down the tree. He has to cut down the tree, but he gets paid for it. If the tree came first, lo yikot, he doesn't have to cut it down. It's a suffix. Which one came first? Lo yikot. Again, he doesn't have to cut it down. Really, so he says even further, even though the pit came first before the tree, so he doesn't have to cut it down. Because each person is doing within their rights. This one has planted, has dug, I should say, into his own property, the one who had the pit. And this one planted this tree in his own property. There's nothing to object to anybody's action. It says the Rav here, remember before we were talking about how having an open space in front of the city is a beauty to the city, so we talked about the branches of these trees being particularly numerous. But over here, we're talking about damage that can happen to a pit, which is obviously dug into the ground. So the reason they have to distance further over here with these trees is because they have a lot of roots to them, big, thick roots. That would be a problem. And the distancing was bein milamala, whether or not it's above. She ha'echod mehen milamala, the gova, shipua, har. One of them is a little higher up. It's on the slant of a mountain and the incline. Vasheni b'shipua, and the second thing is in the lower part. Even so, the roots are going to damage that pit. So it doesn't matter that the surface of the mountain or the area over here is slanted, it won't make a difference. And then we said, Mirzad, that means, Rav says, Bekarka Shava, on equal footing, equal length. Equal, meaning not one is not higher elevation than the other, just the same. So we said that if the pit came first, he cuts it down, but he gets paid. But no same dummy. The cave into Rishus Nata, being that he planted this tree in a totally permissible manner. Sheino Mazik as Mangazal. It wasn't going to damage until a far time away, so the roots would finally get to that pit. Lochai and the pit was there first, but still was okay. Lochai Yavu Chacham Lokotz Vodam. So Chacham did make him cut it down, but they didn't make him cut it down without getting paid for it. for the sake of the damage of this one individual person. That's why it's an important distinction. As I said, the earlier Mishnah was about these trees outside of an entire city. This is only about one individual. Now, we said, the Mishnah continued, and said that, however, if the tree came first, he doesn't cut it down, even if the stuff he doesn't cut it down, Rabbi Yossi went further and disagreed with the first din to begin with. He said, even if the boar came first, he doesn't cut it down, v'halachik Rabbi Yossi, and that is the halacha, that's Rabbi Yossi. And again, as far as he explains, b'feirish in the Mishnah itself, that everybody was doing with their own rishus to do. He was planting his property, planting his property. It was not like the case of the city before, where it's not his property of the city. The city would overrule an individual. Here it's different. It says Mishnah Yud Beis. Lo yita adam ilan samach l'stei chaver. A person should not plant a tree close to the field of his friend. But imken hirchik meno arba amos. Unless he distanced that tree 4 amos. Echa gafanim ve'echon ko'ilam. That's true whether about a vine or any other tree. Ha'egoder bin tayim. There is a fence in between the two properties, though. Is that so? Mech lagadir mikan. Is that so? Mech lagadir mikan. Each one can bring it right up against the wall from this side, this one from this side, and this one from that side. Harsharoshim yotzi masoch shel chaver. If roots were coming out into the property of his friend, he had a tree planted in his own property, and the roots were popping up above the ground on the other person's property. Mamik shloshet tefachim. He has to dig those down. He can, you have to make them deeper, push them down into the ground. Three tefachim. Why is that? And she says, "Kidei." If I can manage to turn the page here, "Kidei shelo ya'akev is a machresh." In order to not disrupt the plower equipment from being able to get by with these roots sticking up. Ayechofer bor. If he was digging a pit, shiach ma'ara. Different types of pits we talked about. A bor is round. Shiach is narrow and long. Ma'ara is like a cavern, has a roof to it. Kotzeitz v'yoreit. So he cuts it down and he goes ahead to it. V'ha'etzim shelo. And the wood belongs to him. I figure out what this means here. What wood? What are we talking about? So, says the Rav here. Yeah. Well, a person shouldn't put a tree close to his friend's field. That is true whether it's a white field, which means a place where wheat and grains are grown, or it's a tree field. Meaning even it'll damage wheat in some way, it seems, and it'll damage other trees. Yeah, you have to leave a gap. Right, you have to leave enough space to work the vineyard. Like, I suppose he's choosing that case because the Mishnah made a point out of the Chiddush of it being a vine. Right, you have to leave enough space for him to work it. So it's not the damaging of the roots that we talked about before, anything like that. But you have to leave space for the person to access properly his plants. That when he will plow it, the Ilonosov, I should say, when he'll plow the trees, he's meaning plow around them, you know, work the land. He shouldn't need to bring his plowing equipment into his friend's property. That's enough room that no one gets crossing over into his friend's property. Where their plowing equipment was long, apparently. But in Babylonia, in other lands, the plowing equipment is shorter. It'd be enough to have just 2 amos distance. It's only true if both his and the friends are vines, or both his and the friends are other trees. That's the only where it would be enough to have the 2 amos in Bavo. If one is planting a white field, meaning he's planting wheat next to the vines of his friend, I feel above the kiyotze b'tzarech l'harchik arba amos. Then you still need 4 amos. Apparently, again, the same idea, that to work the wheat would take a certain amount of distance, more so everywhere, independent of the plowing equipment. And we said if the roots were popping up in his friend's property, ma mik shloshet tfachim, ba'al asadeh sheyotzu shor sheyilonos chaveiro v'stoch tzadehu. The one who owns the field that the roots of his friend's trees are coming into his field, he cuts them. He can cut three down. He can cut the roots. He doesn't have to worry. He's cutting off his friend's roots that are going into his property. He doesn't have to worry. He's allowed to do that to avoid him having a problem of plowing in his own field, these roots popping up. Then we said, if a person was digging a bor or a shiach ma'ara, and he found, I have to add in a little bit over here, he found the sharoshim of the elon that were there, right? They're coming back. So he cuts them, he cuts them off, and he gets to keep the wood. What does that mean? He keeps them. The only way that this guy who's digging over in his field finds the roots of his friend, gets to keep them and use them as wood, is if he's 16 amos away from his friend's property. Less than that, the wood would go back to that person who owns the trees that are generating these roots. Until 16 amos, we say, they are getting nutrients, being fed by where they are. After that, not. So once 16 amos are hurting him by coming out, if you take that, the roots aren't doing anything for him, not providing the tree with any benefit at that far of a distance away. Thank you for listening. Mr. Shem, we'll continue next.